After Congress passed a $350 billion tax cut 2 weeks ago, many lawmakers and tax experts noticed a key provision had been removed. Many low-income families with children would no longer be eligible for a $1,000 refundable child tax credit. A bipartisan group in Congress has been seeking to restore that benefit, and today a bill doing just that passed by a unanimous voice vote in the Senate. The bill now goes to the House, where it's expected to face strong resistance. NPR's David Wellna reports.
The bill approved by the Senate expands eligibility for the $1,000 child tax credit in the tax cut just enacted so that it applies to most families earning less than $27,000 a year. It would also affect nearly 200,000 American military families with members who've done combat duty who would otherwise be excluded. Maine Republican Olympia Snow argued that such families, who may not owe income taxes but who do pay many other taxes, deserve a helping hand.
A hard-working family should not take a back seat when it comes to tax relief. And that's why it was so important to restore the refundability acceleration in the growth package so that 6.5 million families could benefit from this provision, 12 million children.
The bill also makes families earning up to $150,000 a year eligible for the child tax credit. That lifts the cap from $110,000 in the recently enacted tax cut. The $10 billion cost of the bill would be offset by customs fees. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, who's the Senate's chief tax writer, says such provisions should help persuade House GOP leaders to adopt the legislation.
And what's going to make them accept it is whether or not they want this group of people, particularly people in the military who are sacrificing their freedom for our freedom to get the same benefit everybody else is going to get who has children in their family.
But those House GOP leaders have been blocking a similar bill proposed by House Democrats. And on the floor of the House today, Democrats attacked them for that. Jim McGovern is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
The time to fix this is now. These hardworking taxpayers were left behind, deliberately cut from the tax bill in the middle of the night by the Republican leadership. And that's wrong. That is also cruel.
Democrats are trying to tie up business in the House until the child tax credit is restored. They accuse Republicans of caring only about the wealthy.
Some Republicans are probably worried about the political fallout. Others of us are not worried about the political fallout.
Louisiana Republican Jim McCrary is a key member of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. He says there may be some Republicans who will support the child tax credit expansion approved by the Senate.
There will be, I think, more Republicans, though, who will say, wait a minute, we're right on this from a policy standpoint. Let's not just push this issue behind us. Let's stand and fight and see what happens. But I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Democrats are betting that many moderate Republicans will find it hard to hold the line with their leaders on this issue. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank says that leadership shows no sign of relenting in its opposition to the measure.
The moderate Republicans, so-called, don't have a great record of courage in standing up to their leadership, but I think this is going to ask them to go too far.
Senate Republicans are urging their House colleagues to pass the expansion of the child tax credit in the next 2 weeks, so refund checks being sent out July 1st will include low-income families. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.